And, of course, it's a Wolves Wednesday here on KATE Afternoons with Aaron. Every Wednesday, we recap the week that was when it comes to Timberwolves basketball and get Rich you ready for the upcoming week. Cal Soderquist with the Minnesota Timberwolves Radio Network joins us. And, Callie, good afternoon. How are you doing on this 2-2 of 22?
Yeah, feeling good. I think it's much easier to feel good about a chilly day here in the Twin Cities when the Wolves have been heating up. You know, back-to-back wins against divisional opponents, there's certainly a lot to like there.
Now, we can just touch on it real quick. A couple of games last week, and no surprise, tough games, losses at Golden State, losses at Phoenix. We knew coming into it was going to be a couple of tough road games. Those two teams don't lose at home often, so I'm not really disappointed. I thought the Timberwolves played really well against both teams. I think Phoenix and Golden State kind of pulled away in the fourth quarter in both of those matchups.
Yeah, I think you're right that there were certainly some things, some positives to take from both results, despite both being losses. I think, you know, back-to-back sets don't get much more difficult than at Golden State and at Phoenix with the way those two teams have played so far this year in terms of being 1-2 in the West. You think back to that Golden State game, Andrew Wiggins had just learned that he was an all-star starter. I think he was fired up. His fans and his teammates were excited for him. And then, you know, you mentioned, you add in that the Wolves lost D'Angelo Russell to a shin contusion early in the second half of that Warriors game when that game was still very much in the balance. So it was kind of uphill sledding for the Wolves, and I think, you know, they kept things close in past seasons. Either of those games could have easily turned into blowouts and been, you know, over well into the, you know, early in the second half. But I think Minnesota played well, kept things close, and gave themselves chances, but you kind of needed to play almost a perfect game to get wins against either of those two teams.
Now, Cal, as a Timberwolves fan, how should we feel about the fact that Andrew Wiggins goes to Golden State? He's now a starter in the All-Star game. Should we? Well, obviously, we feel happy for the young man. Can we feel a little bit bitter that he went there and became an All-Star and never was an All-Star here?
I mean, if you want, I don't think you probably don't need to let it bug you, and we'll see if the Wolves can send either one or two All-Stars to Cleveland to join Wig with that Western Conference team. We'll learn the reserves coming up here tomorrow night. It would be great to see either Cat or Anthony Edwards or both those guys get the nods. But yeah, you know, starters are it's something that the league has kind of adapted the way that those starters are picked. It's not always necessarily the five most deserving players by merit. You know, fan vote makes up 50% of the selections, and you know they've even changed the way votes can be submitted. It's as simple as retweeting something on Twitter. I'm not sure if people know that, you know, the Warriors actually partnered with a very popular K-pop singer in Asia, and you know they have a worldwide fan base, and they had that singer tweet out that he was voting for Andrew Wiggins.
Oh,
and a lot of the
okay.
fans of that pop group jumped on board, even maybe having not watched Andrew Wiggins play before. So there was some strategy there. Golden State, you know, the Warriors are a very popular team in terms of their social media channels. We know about Steph Curry. They have fans all over the country and the world. So I think all of that plays into, you know, certainly Andrew has had a great season. But you think about guys like Devin Booker, who did not get the starting nod in the season that he's having for one of the very best teams in the West, in the Suns. And it just kind of, when you add all that in, you know, it shouldn't bug you too much that we've talked about before that Andrew Wiggins is in a much better situation to succeed in Golden State as kind of the third option or even the fourth option on certain nights, as opposed to what we were asking of him here with the Timberwolves. So I don't think that there should be too many sour grapes here.
Wolves Wednesday with Cal Soderquist, Minnesota Timberwolves Radio Network. And speaking of the All-Star game, you talk about reserves. When are they announcing the rest of the All-Star roster?
We'll get that tomorrow night, Thursday, I believe, either in the pregame show or the halftime show of the TNT broadcast. It's a, you know, a Thursday doubleheader on TNT. So the Wolves will actually tip off early at Detroit. It's a 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock tip-off. So we'll probably learn that officially either just as things are tipping off in Detroit or perhaps a little bit further into the game. So keep your fingers crossed. Get those Ant jerseys and those Cat jerseys ready to go, and we'll hope for some good news. But, yeah, I don't know the exact timing, but I know, you know, sometime tomorrow night we'll learn if either Cat or Ant or both will be headed to Cleveland for the main game on Sunday.
Cal, I know in years past when it comes to the NBA All-Star game, they've done kind of a captain's thing where they pick two guys, then they have like a draft to pick the rest of their rosters. Are they doing that this year, or are they going back to the normal, what I like, West versus East?
I believe it's still the captains. Yeah, they announced the starters last week, and I think I don't have the captains in front of me. But yeah, I think they'll still do the draft, which makes it interesting because, you know, you get sometimes you'll get obviously guys from the East teaming up with guys from the West. And it just makes it interesting. You know, certainly there are purists who would prefer that some of those things, kind of stay as they were old school. And I can hear that argument. And I also at the same time understand what the league is trying to do, you know, to keep these things fresh. Sometimes it gets pretty stale. Defense is optional very much in the All-Star game, and even, you know, Ant and Jaden McDaniels are going to represent the Wolves in this Rising Stars Challenge. They've kind of tweaked the format to that this year as well. There's going to be four different teams that compete in that Rising Stars Challenge, either rookies or sophomores. But they'll be split up in unique ways, and they're going to kind of do a pickup, you know, pickup games where it's a bit of a mini tournament. So it's for me personally, it's tough to keep up with a lot of the changes. But you know, you still have the usual staples. You'll get the 3-point contest on that Saturday night. You'll get some version of the dunk contest, and it all depends on how much you want to dive into all the festivities, or, you know, a lot of people even take the opportunity to just kind of unplug over that, you know, 4 or 5 days when we don't have actual games. And then you come back and get ready for the stretch run.
Cal Soderquist again, Minnesota Timberwolves Radio Network with us here on KATE. And Cal, let's talk about a couple of wins for the Timberwolves the last two times out. You mentioned at the beginning of the conversation a victory against the Utah Jazz on Sunday. Now, Utah was missing a couple of their key guys, no Donovan Mitchell, no Rudy Gobert. But we've talked about this before. You're never going to apologize for taking a win. I think last night's win was a little more impressive, beating a Denver Nuggets team that were trying to chase down for that sixth spot in the Western Conference, 130 to 115. Let's talk about the bench. The bench had a huge game last night for Minnesota.
Man, monster game from that second unit. They finished with 68 points. Torian Prince led the way with 23, but he was one of four guys for that bench that scored in double figures. So there was a lot of balance there, and I think that entire second unit's just playing with a ton of confidence, and it's huge. You know, Karl Anthony Towns, he had the triple double in the win over the Jazz on Sunday, and came up just three assists short of another one in last night's win. And I think it's, you know, it's not a coincidence that with the improved play from the bench and those guys playing with confidence and hitting some shots, you know, a lot of those probably are assists from Cat, where they're mixing and matching some of those lineups, and he's trusting those guys to make the pass as opposed to just looking to create for himself all the time. So it's great to see. It's great to see Cat being more of a playmaker as D'Lo continues to miss time with that shin contusion, and it's also great to see, you know, the second unit playing with such confidence individually, you know, to perform and to score, but also collectively as a unit. And if those guys can continue to do that, you know, provide production, keep the minutes, you know, low for guys like Cat and Ant as we get closer to this All-Star break, and certainly any of these guys that have played heavy minutes are probably excited when they don't have to go back into a game and finish a game out like like we saw last night. So that really, I think, just all feeds into itself and really helps lift the Wolves to these kinds of performances where they look dominant against the Nuggets team that had won five straight and, you know, had Nikola Jokic, had all of their key players that had helped during that five-game winning streak.
Well, let's look ahead again. Wolves Wednesday, Cal Soderquist, Timberwolves Radio Network, and we're going to talk about two teams. We got back-to-back games against Detroit coming up, a road game, like you mentioned, on Thursday, home game at Target Center on Sunday. Then next week, back-to-back nights away against Sacramento. We get the Kings back-to-back. Your thoughts on both these teams? Obviously, Cade Cunningham, the number one overall pick in last year's draft. He's going to be on display at Target Center coming up this Sunday. You look at the Pistons, you look at the Kings. I think we need to take all four games after coming off a tough stretch. This is where you can make some hay when you're taking on two different teams, four different times, and they're obviously below you in the standings.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's an opportunity in front of them. You know, we talked last week about, well, if they can just get through this four-game stretch of Golden State, Phoenix, Utah, and Denver, and I think 2-2 is certainly respectable, if not, you know, closer to ideal in terms of how things unfolded and missing Pat Bev and D'Lo in those two losses. So there's real momentum there. And now the schedule does ease up considerably with these two opponents. You know, the Kings and Pistons are on the outside looking in their conferences in terms of the playoff picture. You mentioned Cade Cunningham, and he exited last night's game with, I think, a hip injury. So we'll see what his status is for both of these matchups. Maybe, you know, it's very much questionable tomorrow. We'll see what kind of severity the injury was. And, yeah, you look forward to seeing an exciting young talent like that. But at the same time, the Wolves will not apologize for playing these shorthanded teams. And, you know, we've heard a lot from the Wolves. We heard frustrations earlier in the month, you know, when the team went out on the road and handled business against the Thunder and the Rockets, but then suffered back-to-back losses, I think, against the Pelicans and the Hawks. And we heard guys say, like, well, every time we get a four-game winning streak and we think we're about to really rip off consecutive victories, they stumble and they kind of trip over themselves and come up short. And they haven't really been able to get over that hump and really string together more of a lengthy streak. So here's an opportunity. You've won two straight. You've got four straight against these two teams that again, you're looking down on in the standings in terms of your record versus theirs. And so we'll see if we get D'Lo back over the course of these next four games. But regardless, you're pretty close to full strength. You've got that second unit playing well. Both Cat and Ant are, you know, I think making bids for all-star appearances, we'll learn that tomorrow, but just an opportunity to continue to kind of build this momentum that we've seen the team do. You know, right now I think they're seventh in the West and still a chance certainly to kind of gain ground on that top six and maybe climb your way out of that play-in picture, which would be huge. That's a goal of the team certainly, but all you can do is focus on each matchup and try to just continue to bring that sort of business-like approach that we saw in each of the last two wins.
Cal Soderquist on a Wolves Wednesday here on KATE. Minnesota now 26-25 on the season. Cal talked about again trying to get into the top six. Right now they're in the seventh spot, 2.5 games back at Denver for that sixth spot, 3 games back of Dallas for the number 5 spot. Cal, like always, thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk more Timberwolves basketball coming up next Wednesday.
You got it. Thanks, Aaron. Yeah, hopefully we're talking about an all-star or two and a few more wins.
Sounds great.